say?
Hallelujah.
We'll get better at that. I guess I need to get this out of the way. The title of this is, Don't Believe or Listen to the Liar. Somebody has lied to you before, and you believed it. And it slowed you down. And it also made you question the many things in your life. I hope I don't get on your nerves by doing this. I want everybody to sing this as, that knows it. Reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. The Lord gave me that song when he brought from Rosalie, David's wife, Taylor, to me in prayer. She had asked prayer for her. She was going through cancer and everything. And he also brought Daniel to me, Debbie. That, you know what? When you talk to God about your children, that does not go unheard. That gets immediately his attention. Because even the Word of God declares that he wanted the children to come to him. And so do we. So before, I got another song, but before I sing that, I want to tell you, I'm talking to you. I'm so thankful for your children because they stirred the teacher in me. I gave them, and I apologized to them this morning. I asked them to do something this past week, and they had to do it every day. And they had to write down what they felt about what they did that day, what they read that day out of the book Jesus Speaks. And they did it. And about the time I started doing it, because I never asked them to do anything I'm not going to do myself, Damon, I found out I gave him a lot of homework. And I said, Lord, he said, just go ahead and ask them. He said, be honest with them. So I asked them to forgive me for giving them too much homework. But every one of them told me something that broke my heart. They said they enjoyed what they did. We're not talking about TV or playing games. We're talking about reading the Word of God. And they enjoyed it. And so I thrilled over the fact that they enjoy the Word of God. But I told them, I said, well, some holidays are coming up, some people think. Some holidays are coming up. And I told them, I said, I'm going to back off of that. I want you to read it every day, but I want you to only write down the one that moves you the most that week. So I give them a break. I'm thankful that as I was growing up, I had teachers that gave me a break. And the other song I wanted us to sing is, Josh and me used to sing this all the time, and we kind of laughed about it. Everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. And you know what? I believe everybody's going to know. They're going to know about the witnesses that I'm looking at right here. And they're going to know. I want you to see how God has showed me to see at the witnesses that are in these seats that we don't see. They're going to know by the heavenly host of witnesses that's in the air. that encamp about them that love the Lord. They're going to know by you. Whether you talk it, walk it, or breathe it, they're going to know by you. I told the kids today that some of us have been given the Lord the honor. But the scripture says some were made for honor and some for dishonor. I said, so I have to tell you this. In all things, give him honor. That is his place and his only. So I already told you about don't believe or listen to the liar. So I know I'm talking over the internet. How about that, getting that one right, Kirk? And I finally got that right. This day, God is doing, talking to you. So don't turn away. Listen to what he has to say. He's talking to some of them. I don't have this part wrote down. He's talking to some mothers that have been praying for their children, and their children have walked away. But I want to tell you something. In my heart and in my life, I understand how mothers pray. I had a praying mother. And I learned real young in my life never to go against her prayers. I remember when my brother and me were being disobedient to our mother. I was 8 years old. My brother was 10. It was on a Halloween night. No, it wasn't Halloween. No, it wasn't Penny night. Oh, it was damage night, the night before that. Oh, I shouldn't be saying this because a lot of those kids don't know that. But the facts are, we were told to stay in. We did not stay in. We left, and we went out. And I'm not going to tell you anymore what we did, but I'll tell you, we got caught by our brother-in-law, our sister's husband, Kenny Bullock. He caught us and said, get in the car. And then he took us upstairs, and I guess he felt like he needed to discipline us. So actually, he said, now you guys yell and scream and everything when I hit the mattress with the belt. And I'm not sure if Mom believed that or not, but because we weren't bleeding. Anyway, but God knows how to restore every one of us. He knows how to keep us right in the palm of his hand. I mean, some of you don't know me as good, but I want you to know the Lord in me as good as you know him in yourself. In his hand is his plan, and when we are no more, we're still be in that hand. Because God don't change. He don't drop anything we put in his hand. He takes it to his bosom. And he holds it very tightly. So, he wants you to die so that you can live in him. His name is Jesus. Call on his name. He will hear you. And he will make himself known to you. Ask him to come in. Seek him and you will find him. Knock and the door will be opened. Jesus is his name. The sign up here says he never fails. Quit waiting for him to. That's not his position. His position is Calvary. It's victory. We used to sing a song. I didn't bring that one, by the way. Victory in Jesus. Yes, you that are listening now, and I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget it, on the internet, God sees you, and I'm talking to you out here too. God sees you. You're not alone. That is why we're here. God has taught us that when we gather in his name, we're two or more, we are in his presence. God is for us. God, as a body, is living within you. You know, I thought one time, well, what is the best way to come to church? Well, now that I can see Kurt, I can tell you this. It was like going to work. A lot of people have to go to work. Some of us get to. When I tell you, you don't have to come to church, but you get to come to church. Because you're not going to learn this at home. At home, you think that it's all about you. Here you find out that, first of all, this building ain't about you, but this building is. It's about God occupying this building, this being his church, this being his temple. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall be forever. Ever. That's a long time. But God wants to abide in you. Well, I'm talking to the people. That's why I was asking about the address this morning. I'm talking to those that are listening by the internet right now. We can help you. The body has many members. You are one of them, and so are we. So my cry out today is that if you need the body wants to help you. The address of this place is Wings Christian Fellowship. The address is, let me get it right, 4338 Tylersville Road, Westchester, Ohio, 45011. Is that right, Margaret?
Actually, it's Westchester Township.
Westchester Township. Okay. Yeah. I'm not saying that for your mailing address. I'm saying that for your location to come here. Mm-hmm. Come here. You're invited to come here. Quit believing the liar that it told you you're nobody. You're not needed. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. I say you this. The truth is, Jesus died for everyone that was ever breathing on the face of the earth. And everyone that ever will. And God's word don't return void. It returns complete. When he sets his word in motion, it goes out and does what it's supposed to do. One day it went out and touched me. And I found the mercy of God. And he didn't turn me away. That's been a few days ago. But I just lied to you because that's what the liar would say. It's been before the foundation of the world. Been a long time ago. Let us create man in our image. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God in you, God in me, God is one. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. One. Not many, one. God's an awesome God. Here's what everybody's been listening for. Finally, and I mean that, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, there is victory in Jesus. And Jesus is his name. Let's bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're sitting on the throne. Your eyes are wide open and your arms are wide open. Because, Father, your arms are wide open for all that come to you. And, Father, as they come to you right now, Lord, it doesn't matter if they're in the United States. It doesn't matter if they're in another nation. But, Father, the centurion told us a story. Just send your word. And, Father, that's what we're doing today. We're sending your word. Your word possess that which it is to possess. Lift them up, Lord. So, Father, you said, if I be lifted up, thou would draw all men unto me. Lord, I believe your word. So this very moment, in this small congregation, and in the congregation of the heavenly host, we lift the name of Jesus high and above all. Be glorified. And they all said, amen. We're going to say it better than that, but amen. So I would invite you, if you need prayer, to come forward. If not, and you're going home, have a safe trip. Enjoy the day, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. And he tells you to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, I'm done.